It's the new one from The Movement, the band that brought us Jump. This is Shake That House on Edge Club 94.
Don't you,
KDGE, Gainesville, Dallas, Fort Worth, Edge Club 94. 94.5 KDGE The Edge. You're listening to Edge Club 94. And this is the sounds of evolution with Photogenic. Jeff K here. You know, I'm really excited. I don't know if you heard or not. Tomorrow night at the Coca-Cola Starplex, Diggable Planets are opening up for Sade. And a good buddy of mine, well, a buddy of mine, I should say, hopefully we'll be better buddies after tonight, is King Britt. He's the DJ for Diggable Planets, and he was in town last time they came through, and they played a great show at the Lizard Lounge. Yeah. Welcome back, Britt.
How you doing, man?
I'm all right. How are you?
Real good. I feel real good.
Yeah. So you've been on the road for, the last 6-7 months with Diggable Planets?
Yeah, we just came back from overseas. We played Italy, Germany, England. We played in London, Austria. We played Amsterdam, just different places, doing a lot of jazz festivals over there. And it was a great experience. You know, I learned a lot, saw a lot, and got to see a lot of the different crowds and what type of music that they were into.
Yeah. I want to talk a lot about the Diggable experience in just a second, but my first impression, or the first way that I like was aware of who King Britt was through a production team in Philadelphia called Wing King Productions, right, which is your pal Josh Wink.
Right.
And
right.
yourself, and you've done various remixes of
we've done
major
a lot.
Artists. Yeah. How does a kid from Philadelphia wind up going on tour with Diggable Planets?
Well, I used to do a acid jazz and hip-hop club in Philadelphia called, well, it was Silk City, and the night was called Back to Basics. And everyone from the Goats to, there's a group, local group called Square Roots, and my friend Ishmael, or Butterfly, in Diggable Planets, we all used to hang out there. And it was like a real nice vibe, you know, a mixture of soul, jazz, hip-hop, and house. But there was a good feeling there, which it doesn't. The club is still there, but the feeling's gone. I mean, everyone's doing their own thing. So Ishmael and I, we were real good friends, and he was working on a demo and that sort of thing, and I kind of helped him work on a demo. And after he moved to New York and he was shopping a deal, he got the deal, he's like, would you want to be in a group? And I said no, because I was doing this production with Josh.
Right, and let me interject here for a second, because you and Josh Wink, you know, King Britt, Josh Wink, Wing King Productions, we've seen your name on Rosala 12 Inches, mm-hmm. His Boy Elroy, Book of Love, the new Book of Love.
Yeah.
So you guys aren't just limiting yourselves to like acid jazz or hip-hop.
No.
I mean, it's techno, it's house, it's everything.
We try to, you know, we like everything. We play hip-hop, we play techno, we play deep house, soul, everything. So we want to be involved in all that type of production. You know, we don't want to be pigeonholed, you know, oh, he's a house DJ.
Right.
Or he only does house production, which is the case in most, you know, instances. Like Masters at Work, Roger S., They don't really, well, masters of work, they do hip hop. Yeah. Like Roger S., he just does, you know, pretty much house.
Deep stuff, know, Latin stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, okay, so back to the story. How did you get convinced to take a break from the production to
it's
go
hard.
On tour with
it
Digable?
It was a hard decision, but he says, you know, we're going to be going out on tour here or there. And I really wanted to see the different places, you know, especially overseas, and see how the different scenes were. So I said, yes, I'll do it. And it was
at,
an experience.
At the time, you know? Did you realize the how huge Digable Planets
yeah,
was going to be?
I kind of had a feeling. I used to have a radio show, too, just like you.
In Philly?
And yeah, but it was on a college station, Drexel Station, and I played all soul. And I used to play Digable Planets all the time from the demo. And the reaction, people calling up, and I just knew, I had a feeling that it was going to be pretty large, but I didn't know it was going to be this.
Yeah. Yeah. So you go on tour. You're going all over the world.
Yeah.
Where has the best response been globally? Not in the States. I mean, where have the people just lost their minds?
Italy.
Really?
Yeah, Bologna.
How many people
Venice.
Did you play in front of in Italy?
3,000.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it was cool.
And you just told me you just got back from Beverly Hills yeah. on the Arsenio Hall show.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right. And is that an experience? That's a live thing, right? I mean, it's not a dad thing on Arsenio.
No, totally live. Wow. And it's cool to be in a band where, you know, turntables are instruments.
Right.
You know, because I throw in a lot of break beats and that sort of thing. Because most rap groups, they use DAT. And they pretend to spin, but we actually spin. Sometimes it skips, and always
and then
say,
people
you know,
really
yes,
know it's
really.
Live.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about getting hooked up with the Sade tour. How did that happen?
Well, Sade is a real big fan of Digable Planets, and she was calling our management company, which is Pipeline Entertainment. Brenda Dash is our manager. Kept calling her and wanting us to open for her. And Duran Duran had called. And,
Duran Duran wanted Digable
Planets
to open?
They wanted Digable Planets, yeah.
Wow.
Lenny Kravitz and Ziggy Marley tour, too. But we thought, you know, with our sound, we want to reach a mature audience also because of the jazz background.
Right.
So we thought it would be very cool to tour with Sade. Plus, we all think she's attractive. We wanted to see her in person.
Yeah, so there's not only that, there's also the sexual thing going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, if you just tuned in, we're talking to King Britt. He's the DJ for Digable Planets, and he's also a great producer and a remixer in his own right. He's remixed folks like Rosala and his boy Elroy, Book of Love. Who else am I forgetting?
Cover Girls, we did a 12-inch, but it never came out. It was unreleased. It's really a good piece.
You seem to be in the Epic stable.
Whatever. Well, we're good friends with Frank Sorello, and, you know, he let us use the DAT for Kathy Sledge to do a remix, like, just so he could get an idea of our sound, and he really liked it, and he just started giving us this and that and this and that. And that, if you know someone, that's how you get in, you know.
Right.
It's connections. That's the whole music business, really.
What else have you done? I mean, let's drop some names here.
We did Sloppy Productions is a... We just put out a white label on them, and it was called Can't Trust Nobody. That was more of an acid jazz thing.
Okay.
Real big in New York. We did a lot of individual things. We did some stuff on Strictly Rhythm under the disguise of E-Culture, which was really big in England, especially in Manchester and that sort of thing.
You also did something, or maybe it was Josh. Was there something on Vinyl Solution?
Oh, that was both of us. It was called Strong Song, which was released here on Happy Wax Records, which is a label that Josh and I had started.
Okay.
It's over now. We're starting something else.
Yeah,
but they licensed the track.
Did
it was
they?
Called Strong Song. Yeah.
Right. And what we're hearing in the background right now is
Deep
also...
Deep Oral Penetration.
Yeah, the Deep Oral Penetration EP.
A little experimental thing that
it's
I was
real nice.
On.
Is it hard to find? Is this a rare
yeah,
record?
Yeah, real hard to find. Wow. But if you call Irma Records in New York, you can probably...
They'll hook you up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What does the future hold? Remix? Wiser,
we just
or how long are you on tour first before
I'm
you go back?
I'm on tour until January.
Oh, so my God.
I'm in and out. It's real hard. We're going to Japan and that's
oh, shucks. You're going to Japan.
Well, yeah.
All right.
Wherever they take.
So now, I know Josh Wink, your partner in Philly, has put out some stuff, some real hardcore stuff, like
yeah,
the Crusher EP and things like that. Will we ever see King Britt getting back into the more hardcore stuff?
Not really, no. Yeah. I'm more into the soul, you know, vocals and... I'm really into ambient, too. I've always been into New Age. I was a New Age buyer at Tower Records.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ah. I'm into the trippy stuff.
Yeah. But I think you and Wink really complement each other
Thanks.
Well, and that's why the production
cool.
team works really nice.
Thanks a lot, yeah.
Okay, I got to ask you one more question, too. How did you inherit the throne? How did you become king?
No, that's my real name.
Really?
I give a name.
Ah.
My mom said, if I never become president, I'll always be king with her. So,
oh, I like that.
You know, don't laugh. Everyone's laughing.
No. Talking to King Britt, the DJ for Diggable Planets. They're in town tomorrow night, opening up for Sade at the Coca-Cola Starbucks. This is an outdoor amphitheater. This is like a 20,000-seat place, dude.
Yeah, we've been playing large venues like that, and it's cool, but I like smaller venues like the Lizard Lounge.
Yeah.
It's more of a vibe.
I have never seen a night in that place like the night that Diggable
Thanks,
was there.
It was cool.
It was insane. That
the
night.
DJs were really good, too.
Oh,
give
stop.
A shout out.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you brought some records with you.
Yeah.
Are you ready to jump on the wheels?
Yeah.
Okay, are you sure, man?
Yeah.
You are more than welcome to take over.
All right, thanks.
But let's give the folks a taste of what Diggable Planets are about.
Okay.
This is the CD Reachin', A New Refutation of Time and Space. And I got to mention the thing that the Ladybug shouts out to you. And maybe you can decipher this for me. It says, to DJ King Britt, the Silkworm.
Yeah, that's my DJ name in the group.
Okay. A hip-hopper, a true blue, a DP for life?
Yeah, Diggable Planet.
A Diggable Planet for life. Duh. the Humanikin said, this ain't no high school talent show. It's love, B.
Yeah, it's a weird situation. Humanikins is something that we made up. We're really into comedy, so it's like when you're talking to someone or whatever, you just freeze, and it's just a humorous thing.
It's an inside thing. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll leave it inside.
People wouldn't understand if you,
Okay, well, we're going to play a track from the CD. Of course, we're going to play the big hit, Rebirth of Slick, Cool Like That. Any personal comments on that song in particular? The video.
Yeah,
Josh is in the video.
Yeah, well, we both are. We have little cameos, and my friend Dazia, he's from Philly too.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, it might win the best video on MTV.
Oh, is it nominated? I'm sure it probably should be.
Hopefully, you know.
Ah, so look.
I brought
for
some people down, so they're all happy.
Wow, look for it in the MTV Video Award, which is coming up in September, like first week, second week in September.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, cool. We're gonna go ahead and play the track, Cool Like That. And you don't want to give away any trade secrets about which records you use to get the samples from.
Stretching, Art Blakey.
Oh, he's giving them away.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. All right. Art Blakey, Stretching. Yeah. Let me make a note of that. All right. King Britt's going to take over the wheels. Give him about 4.5 minutes to get ready. And in the meantime, these are Diggable Planets, the Rebirth of Slick. This is Edge Club 94 on 94.5 The Edge. KDGE, The Edge. It's Edge Club 94 with Diggable Planets and their track, Rebirth of Slick. They're opening up tomorrow night for Sade at the Coca-Cola Starplex. In the studio with us, Diggable Planets DJ. His name is King Britt. And for about the next 30 minutes, it's going to be the sound of him on the wheels. King, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, go for it, man. This is Edge Club 94.
Dum-dum.